is that for Australia, one of the key criteria is that this is open to all. And I think we want to be able to manage the balance between bringing experts on board, but having as broad as possible representation. And I think that there's been some interesting views expressed on this point. I think there is certainly scope to bring in experts with specific knowledge on topics as required, but we do believe that the fundamental basis for this must be its openness. We do want to also highlight that there is I think scope for delegations to self-fund experts that they nominate, but also picking up the important discussion of Article 10 that we've just had, that there should be scope for assistance to be allocated for delegations who would require additional support to bring experts. We're open to duration, but I think there's been a number of suggestions around 4 days, 5 days. I noted the Russian delegation mentioning that. One possibility is having 4 days with informal discussions included for a fifth day. Finally, the ISU implications, I think, are very important to raise at this point in time. I don't think there's been one intervention at this stage that hasn't identified there will be implications on the ISU. And we look forward to getting views tomorrow afternoon when this is discussed in relation to the ISP and ISU issue. But I think it is safe to reflect on the fact that we are looking not just for additional staff, and I think there at least is one P3, P4 position that it sounds as if we would need if we were to get such a proposal off the ground, but additionally funding to accommodate the extra time that we would be looking at, potentially the extra week. So thank you very much, Mr. Facilitator, and we look forward to working with you.